This is Twit.
But first, Alex came over during the break and he showed us these
things. He's so excited about these.
If you like SSDs, you're going to love his new system that he and Russell have been working on, a brand new production system for Twit. And it involves these carts that have these, is it 350?
240, I think they sound.
Four of them are 240, one is 480.
240, 40, but they look 350 megabits per second read and write.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. So they're slower speed, but these are enterprise class, so they last a lot longer, which is what you need when you are regularly completely filling and then emptying out the SSDs.
They don't feel real. I don't know how to explain it, but this doesn't, it feels empty. Yeah. Like this is.
You were saying how this looks like the cartridges from.
And from Ghostbusters. I know that's why Alex is excited about it.
I think that's the same idea because they plug it into the ingestion system and there's a little red light. And when the light turns green,
you know you're clean.
The card is clean.
Yeah.
So we got some Ghostbusters going on. We're actually going to give you a behind the scenes look because I found the system that they're building is absolutely fascinating.
It is. It's so, kind of a one of a kind thing.
Really is. Yeah, we're building something here that other people will duplicate at some point. Mm-hmm. But we're going to show you how we're using SSDs for every bit of content that will be flowing through the Twit Brickhouse.
And ironically, the 350 megabyte a second of the drive is the bottleneck of the transfer speed.
The bottleneck?
Yeah, so this now becomes the slow part, which is ridiculous. So now, if we used hybrid drives, we'd be here forever.
So we'll have our 10 gig Ethernet network for the transfer, but it's pulling off that drive, which is 350 megabytes a second.
I think I'm going to be playing around with that for a while.
Hey, where'd those drives go?
All right.